Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. Okay, it looks like we did have a problem with the audio, and we're probably taking care of it by now, but let's see if we... Thing that we have to deal with every week. Hopefully, we'll find a way to solve it. All right, let's get back to the second hour of the show. And of course, we welcome your phone calls. The number is 800-313-9443. Now, this whole show was dedicated to the No More Wars for Israel conference that will be held in Los Angeles, California, between the 12th and the 14th of this month of October. And you can get some information on the conference by sending us an email or emailing No More Wars for Israel at yahoo.com. Okay, we have Howard on the phones. Go ahead, Howard, you're up.
Did I say that right?
What's
your
that?
Your name right? Hisham?
Hisham, yes.
Yeah, okay, I said it right. Hisham, I don't know. I waited and waited, and I listening to somebody, you know, on supposedly alternative news talk about this, and no one has brought this up that just recently happened, which I read about a week and a half ago. That's how long ago this happened, and I waited for somebody to bring it up. Even Michael Piper didn't bring this up. And what the Israelis are doing with the nuclear atomic issues, I read it in the AP news about a week and a half ago, and I said, well, that's interesting. This thing is buried, even on the Internet. Well, what it is, there was a meeting in Geneva, Switzerland,
right,
concerning Israel's desire to transport AK, which I call it AK, nuclear weapons or technology. And what they were trying to do is bypass the United Nations and international law. Because what happens is basically what people were dealing with nuclear issues wanted them to fall underneath the same thing that we've been trying to make Iran fall under.
Howard, we talked about this on our TV program when the story first came out.
Oh, okay.
What it is there are countries in the world that have nuclear bombs and nuclear weapons, and there are countries who signed the non-proliferation treaty,
mm-hmm,
which is every country in the world is required to sign that, or you say, I don't want to sign it. And Israel did not sign that, and everybody has voted. The only two countries that stood up and vetoed this was the United States and Israel, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the United Nations General Assembly tried to do this, and also the in Geneva, the what you're talking about, the International Atomic Agency,
mm-hmm,
their board, they have tried to do that also, because, you know, countries are saying, you know, why. Okay, I tell you what, I'm hearing the music, so stay with me. We have a break coming up, so we'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And Howard, one thing, when we speak about the Israelis' nuclear arsenal, you know, Israel has never admitted to having nuclear weapons, but there is nobody on the face of the
nuclear powers.
Well, you know,
everybody understands that Israel is one of the nuclear powers in the world out there. Everybody knows this. Its nuclear capability is very secretive. It's the most secretive of the weapons of mass destruction programs in the world. You know, unlike Iran and North Korea, those two countries have signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty designed to prevent the global spread of nuclear weapons. Israel has not and refused to sign it, because once they sign that, then they must be subjected to inspection and also sanctioned by the United Nations nuclear watchdog, which is the International Atomic Energy Agency. So Israel's capability, nuclear capability, is out there and everybody knows it, and it is illegal. And what the world wanted to do a couple of weeks ago is to get Israel in with the world to sign the non-proliferation treaty and to have its nuclear installations opened for inspection.
Yeah, they wanted to prevent them from transporting nuclear.
To have it opened for inspection, but of course, they did not do that.
Yeah, they basically wanted the cake and the ice cream and all of that all at once, and it's like, you can't do that, guys. And I thought to me, what hypocrites.
Right.
You know, they say, oh, we don't want nuclear war, we don't want that, and the United States is saying we want to prevent nuclear war. We hear they have this little, tiny, little state who has all this nuclear weapons and technology, and it's just hypocritical.
Well, it is. It is. And you have to understand, this is not something new. Israel did not just acquire this nuclear technology. Israel built this while Kennedy was still in power. And reports out there that what happened with JFK is the result of him opposing the Israeli nuclear program.
Well, you I found it interesting that the United States Army War College came out with a report basically considered the biggest threat in the Middle East is not Iran, it's not Iraq, it's not the Muslim countries, it's Israel.
Yes, definitely.
And they basically want to dismantle their nuclear program.
And this was in Europe, by the way. This the poll that you're talking about, this
mm-hmm.
was a poll of Europeans, not Muslims, not Arabs. This is what the European people, but why would the European people have that in their minds and in their brains and not the Americans? Because of the media.
Well, the United States Army War College brought that out, and they were concerned. They considered Israel more of a threat when it came to nuclear war and Middle Eastern wars than any other country in the Middle East.
Well, this was what you're talking about. I don't know about the American War College, but this was a poll in Europe
mm-hmm.
that came out last year that the most dangerous country in the world for world peace was Israel and then the United States.
Yeah, because the United States Army War College wanted basically their suggestions were to get rid of the nuclear weapons in Israel.
Well,
and that's what they wanted to do.
Think, you know, I don't think that will happen, at least not...
Not with the Jewish lobby
right,
and all
right,
of that.
Right. Appreciate the call, Howard.
All righty.
Thanks. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this will actually bring us to a point that I started to make in the first hour, that when we say the Israel lobby or the Zionist lobby or the Jewish lobby, now, people want us to say the Zionist lobby. Now, every time I say the Jewish lobby, somebody will send me an email and tell me that I was an anti-Semitic. Now, if we look at it, ladies and gentlemen, if we say Israel lobby, okay, let's go along with that one, Israel lobby. Now, Israel is a Jewish state. They say it is. Our government says it is. So if it's a Jewish state, if it's Israel lobby, if Israel is Jewish, then it's Jewish lobby, period. So what is anti-Semitic in calling a spade a spade? What is anti-Semitic with that? But it's a weapon, ladies and gentlemen. It's a weapon. Once they hit someone with, normally, they either change, in most cases, they change their opinions, or at least they change their rhetoric and become more of pro-Israel, pro-Jewish in their speeches if they want to keep their political office or if they want to keep their job in whatever country or whatever company they work for or any government agency. They want to bring them in line with the rest of the sheep. So if anyone criticizes Israel, or if they say it's Jewish, or if they say Jewish lobby, if they say Jewish influence, if they say Jewish influence, Jewish money. No, you're not supposed to say that, because there's no such a thing. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? To me, the Jewish lobby has every right, just like any other lobby, to use the American political system to its own advantage. That is open for everybody. But the question is, it should not be that way. It should not be that their interest be above the American national interest. That's where the problem is. Now, we are not saying that the Jewish lobby does not have the right to lobby in the United States. But when the lobby's interest becomes more important than the United States national interest, then that's when we draw the line and we say, no. You are promoting somebody else's interest, who is an enemy, ladies and gentlemen, of the United States. Israel is an enemy of the United States. Now, this is not rhetoric. I'm not just saying that for the heck of it. I want to know, when was the last time an Arab or a Muslim country spied on the United States? When was the last time an Arab or a Muslim country deliberately killed Americans in cold blood, attacked Americans? When was the last time, ladies and gentlemen? But I guarantee you that the list is long for what Israel has done to the United States. Israel has always spied on the United States. If these are our friends, why would they spy on us? That's number one. Israel attacked the USS Liberty ship in 1967 and killed Americans in cold blood. Israel has saturated our market with ecstasy, the pill that was designed, created, and still being manufactured in Israel. It is flooding the market in the United States. Who is our enemy, ladies and gentlemen? Who is our enemy? It is not the Arabs. It is not the Muslims, because I don't know when the Arabs and the Muslims ever attacked us. But Israel has, more than one time. The only enemy that we have in the Middle East, ladies and gentlemen, is the state of Israel. That is our enemy. The whole world knows this, except the American people, who are still getting their information from what is so-called mainstream media. It is not mainstream media. It's the media of the elite, the media of the controllers, the media of those who have an agenda to control the American mind. But they do have mainstream with their hand tied behind their backs, led or being led to the slaughterhouse. That's what mainstream media is doing. They are hijacking, kidnapping mainstream Americans and leading them to disasters. That's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. Iran is not our enemy. But in order for the Israeli plan of destroying these countries in the Middle East, see, once the dust settles, Israel knows that it's going to be the supreme lord of that region, the supreme power of that region. And this is the whole plan. This is the whole plan. Anyhow, again, we welcome your phone calls, 800-313-9443. Let's talk about this, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we are discussing Israel and its role in American foreign policy. And that sometimes people like to call it the Israel lobby, like John Mersheimer and Stephen Waltz have called it, even though I call it the Jewish lobby. But when you say the Israel lobby, actually that includes the Jewish lobby, because there are the Israel lobby, they're not just Jewish lobby, even though there are many Jewish organizations such as AIPAC, which is the product of 50 Jewish American organizations. It is based on the Council of President. It's the brainchild of the Council of Presidents of 50 Jewish American organizations. That's what AIPAC is. So if AIPAC is the brainchild and the product of the Council of Presidents of 50 Jewish organizations, then you can say that, yes, there is a Jewish lobby in the United States. Don't be shy about it. Let's not call it just the Zionist lobby. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't say the Jewish lobby. It's the Zionist lobby. No. They're not calling themselves. If they don't want us to call them Jewish, then take Jewish out of the name of your organization. Every organization that I have seen listed there has Jewish written in it, either the Jewish American Council or the Jewish American Organization or the JDL or all these Jewish, they have used the word Jewish in their name. And all we're doing is we're doing the same thing. We're saying if you are a Jewish organization and you are lobbying for the Jewish state of Israel, then you are a Jewish lobby, not just an Israel lobby, not a Zionist lobby, Jewish lobby. That does not make us, ladies and gentlemen, anti-Semitic. That does not make us that at all. That does not make us people who hate Jewish people. No. But that's a weapon that they shoot at us with, and a lot of times it kills. It's a very powerful weapon. That's the weapon we need to destroy. And that's the weapon, ladies and gentlemen, we will destroy in this upcoming conference in Los Angeles on the 12th of this month. This is the weapon that we must destroy, the anti-Semitic weapon that they use against everybody who criticizes anything Israeli, anything Jewish, anything Zionist. So, the Mearsheimer and Walt, the John Mearsheimer and Stephen Walt book, The Israel Lobby. Now, why is it so important, of the project, what they had done, why is it so important? Are these people anti-Semitic? No, they will tell you that themselves. Are these people anti-Israel? No, they are not. They are not, and they said so themselves. They did say, and they said this. They said that namely, the impact of the Israel lobby on the United States policy is what they were after. They said, we did not question Israel's legitimacy, and explicitly stated that the United States should come to Israel's aid if its survival is at risk. These people did say that. Mearsheimer and Stephen Walt, they did say that the United States should come to Israel's aid if its survival is at risk. They continue to say, but what we did argue, that pro-Israel groups in the United States were encouraging policies that were ultimately not in America's national interest. You see what they said? They said pro-Israel groups. These two are even scared to call it what it is. They said pro-Israel groups. Will identify those pro-Israel groups, but they can't. Because if they have to identify them, they have to say the Jewish thing. And they don't want to. Now, of course, in the pro-Israel groups, you will have people like the Christian Zionists, like the John Hagee group. All right. Let's go to Dylan in Texas. Go ahead, Dylan.
Thank you, Dr. Tlawi. You know, I just want to back you up with just some simple facts that are distorted commonly in the media and schools. And I've even heard, you know, callers or guests on RBN distorted. They always say things like, well, the Christians and the Muslims have always battled, or in the Middle East, the Jews and the Arabs have always been at war. And no, that's simply not true. For example, the Jewish minorities that had communities throughout the Arab world and in Persia, till this day, for centuries, didn't have foreign aid coming from Great Britain and the United States back then. And the native majority Muslim communities got along with them.
Right. Dylan, hold on to that thought. We have a break coming up. We'll catch this right after the break, so stay with me. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation cost, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dylan, go ahead, finish your thought. Dylan, you still with me? Is he
can
still
you
on?
Hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Thanks, Hashem. Yeah, I'm just backing you up. Like I pointed out, that Jews in the Middle East, going back for centuries, surviving as
They thrived in Spain under their golden age, and they will tell you that it was in Spain under Muslim.
Okay, and under the Turkish Empire, which the Ottoman Turkish Empire, which lasted up to World War I and five centuries before then, during that time, we had another group of Jews in Europe and Russia, the Ashkenazim. And unfortunately, those communities were expelled from the Christian countries at various times. And what do you know, the majority of the immigrants, usually Russian-speaking nowadays, are of the Ashkenazim, the Jewish Ashkenazim from the Russia and Europe to Palestine nowadays. And nowadays, the Jewish nation state is having trouble with its neighbors, that whereas in the past the established Jewish communities, such as in Jerusalem and other places, did not have a problem with Arab friends. And then this deal about the Arabs and the Christians always being in conflict, well, if you want to go back into the last 500 years when the time of the Ottoman Empire, well, during that time, yeah, France and England fought each other, and United States and England fought each other, and we fought our neighbors. We fought our own. The Civil War happened. I mean, you know.
You know, world wars happened between Christians. There was not Muslims. It was Christians in these world wars, even though the First World War was the Ottoman Empire was involved in it, but the Ottoman Empire was dragged into it. It was a sick empire. They called it the sick man empire. And it was basically Germany and the other Western countries that they wanted to go at it. And you're right. Jews have lived in Arab countries. You see, one thing that people don't realize is 95% of Jews in the world are of Ashkenazi Jews. Now, what is Ashkenazi Jews? These are Jews that had nothing to do with the Jews who were in Palestine ever. At the time of Jesus, after and before, these people had nothing to do with them. They converted into Judaism in the 7th century. And, like you said, they were expelled from the various Christian countries.
Poland, Germany, Russia.
Of course, at different times. And they ended up in Poland. The majority of them ended up in Poland.
Established Ashkenazim Jewish communities in Poland going back 500 or 600 years.
That's why most Jews who went to Palestine, and if you go to Palestine today, you will find that every other person you find is somebody who came from Poland or his ancestors came from Poland. That's why. And this is why Ahmadinejad was saying, look, if this Jewish problem was created by these European countries, then you find a home for them in Europe somewhere because they are European. Don't take them to Palestine, kill the Palestinians, and force these Palestinians to leave their land that they had lived there for thousands of years. And I guarantee you, there are more Palestinian Arabs who are descendants of the original, the people that they're saying, you know, Jews. Because, okay, in any country, you know, at first it was Judaism. It was the teachings of Moses. And then these people have...
Excuse me, Moses was not a Jew, and that wasn't Judaism.
No. I'm coming to that. What I'm saying is, it was, if we go back through religions, we had Abraham and the others, Moses, and Jesus said he's coming to get these people on the track of what Moses had taught.
The Israelites.
Jesus said that because they were going off. They were going awry. They were going off track. And he came to put them back on track. And he did say that himself. So these people who became Christian, they were, some of them were known as Jews before, right? Wouldn't you agree with me?
Yes.
Okay. And these people who became Christian also became Muslims 600 years after, when the Muslim religion was introduced to Palestine, and a lot of people converted and became Muslims at that time. So it's these same people who were at one time Jews, or known to be as Jews, who converted into Islam, who converted into Christianity. So we have more people today that are being killed by the same people who say they're Jews, and they're not Jews, but they claim to be Jews. They're killing the same people that supposedly should be protected by God.
Yeah, the Arabs traced, anyone can do this, just look up in the book of Genesis, the Arabs traced patrilineally, which is the biblical standard, patrilineal, father to son, the Arabs are Semitic Hebrews.
Well, I mean, you can. Some of them are. Yes, there are.
Because
there are,
they're from Abraham, and yes, Abraham was a Semitic Hebrew.
Sure. But Abraham was not a Jew. Abraham was Semitic.
Just like Moses was not a Jew.
Exactly, Dylan. I'm going to have to move on to another.
Okay, bless you, brother.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Bill in Idaho. Bill, I understand you have a clip you want to play. You want to tell me about it first? Bill? Okay, we get disconnected with Bill. Okay. Well, Bill, call us back. And he said he has a clip to play. Just let me know what the clip is all about, if it goes along with what we are discussing or not. Now, let's get back to Mearsheimer and Walt. And Mearsheimer and Walt, ladies and gentlemen, they themselves will tell you, and I'm reading from something they had written. They said, although the views we expressed are often discussed openly in other democracies, including Israel itself, they have rarely been set forth in detail by mainstream figures in the United States. So they're themselves telling you, hey, look, we did not discover something new. This is something that we have been this is something that have been talked about in other countries, in other democracies, in countries such as Israel. You know, even journalists in Israel have explored this, and I can tell you, you go and read the Haaretz Israeli newspaper, you will find something in it against Israel, the government, against the United States government. They will expose the influence of the Jewish lobby, and they will call it Jewish lobby in Israeli newspapers. I want to see, and I dare any newspaper to say Jewish lobbies in the United States. And that's what Mearsheimer and Walt are saying. They're saying, look, although we expressed these views are often expressed openly in other countries. It is only here in the United States that is being censored. All right, I understand we have Bill with us. Bill, what is the clip all about?
Yes, thanks for everything that you do. This is off of BBC as of last night. She's bringing up Rowan Williams and his public statement in regard to some entities in the United States. You want to hear?
How long is the clip?
It's about 15 or 20 seconds, not very long.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah, go ahead.
Rebuke to those in the United States who favor military action against Syria or Iran. Dr. Rowan Williams made his criticism in a BBC interview after returning from Syria, where he met hundreds of Christian Iraqi refugees.
When people talk about further destabilizing of the region, when you read about some American political advisors speaking about action against Syria and Iran, I can only say that I regard that as criminal, ignorant, potentially murderous folly.
Kind of puts a topper on it.
Can you tell me what it said? Because I couldn't hear it too well.
Basically,
what did he say? What exactly he said?
That it is a murderous, ignorant folly. And he just basically reiterating everything that has been said on this station as well as the other Patriot Community broadcast. I'd be glad to re-cue it and try to get it cleaner.
No, because it wasn't because I was able to understand what she was saying very well. And I understood some of what he said, but I think it was him. But I think it does say, Bill, and I appreciate the clip, it does. We are. There's one fact, ladies and gentlemen, that we have took it upon ourselves that we will continue with this fight to death. When we sat behind this microphone, we understood the responsibility and we understood the danger that we are putting, every one of us is putting himself in. This is a battlefield and things can happen in a battlefield, but all of us who are in this alternate media, this truth movement, that we want to bring the truth to the world, we are gaining. I can tell you, mainstream media now is being forced to start bringing our ideas and the things that we have talked about for years and years and years now, it's surfacing in mainstream media.
Very telling, considering this is directly after his participation in the Syrian peace conference, and I have the entire clip of the president of Syria, and it's kind of a sad commentary that he can't speak.
Unfortunately, Bill, we're not going to have time to do that, but keep it for next week. I appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Canada. I believe Daniel in Canada. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, Hisham, it's good to talk to you again. I was curious, which state are you broadcasting from?
Which state we broadcast from? Texas.
Yeah. Oh, Texas. You're a Texan.
Yes.
Okay, what I wanted to say about Mearsheim and Walt is that basically what you're getting there is an effete intellectual at window dressing. If your listeners want to get the truth, you know, the unvarnished truth about the disastrous influence of the Israeli-Jewish lobby on your country, then they should read Greg Felton's The Host and the Parasite, How the Israeli Fifth Column Consumed a Mix. They'll get the straight goods there, and I think it'll horrify
yes,
most of
actually,
you
we had Greg. Yeah, we had Greg. We had Greg on the TV show, and Greg has done an excellent job. He has done an excellent job on exposing exactly what is happening. You know, people like Greg, they're not going to get the attention of the mass media. The only reason these two people got the attention is because the British Journal.
They're safe.
Well, they're safe, and also they don't have any, I guess, you know, they're gaining a lot of monetary benefits here from selling the book and stuff, but these people are scholars, these people, and the reason they are out there because the British Journal of Science, I believe, they had published their original article, and that's when this thing, this whole thing happened. I'm glad it happened now. They are not, and I agree with you, this is window dressing, and they're not, because they are using a language that will be acceptable with other people and that no one will be able to come back at them, even though they did attack them with this anti-Semitic thing, but they are using language that kind of keep them safe and keep safe distance. They know themselves.
Okay, Sam, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but just a final question. Do you expect anything new or dramatic to come out of the No More Wars for Israel conference? Like, you got anything really startling on the agenda there, or what?
Well, you know what I would like to see coming out of this No More for Israel's conference is because the idea of this whole thing is, you know, somebody out there is putting Muslims and Christians against each other, and it is Israel, and it is the pro-Israel lobby, and it's the Jewish lobby, and we are hoping to come up with some type of a group that will lead efforts between Muslims and Christians in battling, not window dressing, but battling head-on, battling this thing called the Zionist parasites, the Jewish lobby, and this does not mean that we are anti-Jewish. We are anti-Jewish influence in this country that is destroying other countries. So this is what I hope that will take place in this conference, that a group will emerge between all these people who are coming to the conference, all these good speakers that have been lined up in this conference. I hope that we will be able to get a group together, and I hope this will be, next year will be a founding convention for this No More Wars for Israel group, whatever the entity that's going to come out of it. That's
are
what
there,
I'm hoping.
Are there any plans to film or record
the
conference?
Definitely. It will be covered, and we will cover it on here after we get back, and we'll cover it on our TV show, Current Issues TV, when we get back. Yes, definitely it will be video. There will be some interviews. And we will continue, hopefully, that within 1 year we will have a solid group that is fighting this beast. And this is what we're counting on.
Okay, well, good luck. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that we are hoping will accomplish in this conference, that getting Christians and Muslims together to talk. These Christians and Muslims, they are not coming to dialogue with each other to see how much we love each other. No, we know how much we love each other. Everyone that is coming understand the danger that is, if we don't do something about this as Christians and Muslims, if we don't recognize where the danger is coming from, everyone is coming to the conference, understands where this danger is coming from, and they are coming to speak about it. They are coming, hopefully, that we will try to come up with a group of people who will lead efforts of fighting this no more wars for Israel, because we do not need to be fighting wars, ladies and gentlemen, for the state of Israel, for the Jewish state of Israel. This country is not a Jewish country, even though it's Jewish influenced. They don't like us to use the word control, but at least the foreign policy of this country is controlled by the Jewish lobby, the pro-Israel lobby, the whatever you want to call it lobby. And I agree with him that John Mersheimer and Stephen Walt did not go in detail, did not say exactly what it is. They were a little, in their writing, they left a little safe distance for themselves. And you know, I agree with them, because if they did not do that, believe me, their book and their articles would not have been published anywhere, period. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a break coming up, and we will continue the next few minutes that we still have. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know what you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have a few minutes remaining in the program. I just wanted to see if we can catch a couple of other ideas from the Mersheimer Walt, that this is them speaking, answering some questions. of, let's say, why do you focus on Israel and not on Israel and not on other United States allies? We focus on Israel policies in this book not because we have an animus towards Israel or because we regard it, its behavior as worse than other states. Rather, we focus on it because the United States has long focused so much of its financial, diplomatic, and military attention on Israel. Israel is often said to deserve this support because it supposedly acts better than other states do. But we show that this is not the case. And then ask him if the strategic or moral rationales don't account for this exceptional backing of Israel, what does? Now, they're talking about the pro-Israel lobby, but when they list the pro-Israel lobby, they list these various organizations that are Jewish and non-Jews, but also they talk about the, as well as neoconservatives who served in the Bush administration. Now, they're talking this is part of this Israel lobby, and they are naming in the Bush administrations like Elliot Abram, Joshua Bolton, Douglas Feith, Paul Wolfowitz, David Wormser. Everybody they're named is Jewish, but did not say that. They did not say that everybody we named here, we're using as examples of who these Israel lobby people are. They're not just people in the streets saying support Israel. They're not just people lobbying Congress. They are people within the administration. They are people who wrote the plan to destroy the Middle East. They are people who became later, years later, after they wrote the plan. Okay, we only have a couple of minutes left. I'm going to go to Catherine in New York. Go ahead, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wonderful show. What they want to do is just continual war, and people are so stupid they can't see through it. It's they just want constant war, and whatever. The Jews have been brainwashed into thinking they are a victim group. They are not.
Right.
They are not. And the history that's taught in the schools doesn't tell what the real history is. It, you know, it's like what they did with Rwanda, you know, with the Tutsis and the Hutus. It's just constant back and forth, and they want to bring us into another major world war.
Exactly.
That's what's going on.
Exactly. Appreciate the call, Kat.
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead.
Jews
we only have
in New York
left.
Are so stupid. They think they're the smartest people in the world, and they're so taken in by this.
Okay. Catherine, appreciate the call. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me make one thing clear here. When we talk and we use the word Jewish, we are not generalizing here. We are saying the Israel lobby is full of Jewish organizations, but nobody is saying that. And even Mersheimers, when they said who in the administration were involved in this lobby, they named nothing but Jews, but they did not say that. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not sure if we're going to have a show next week, but we will try to have a show from the convention if we can in California. If not, we will see you the following week. Good night. Go do the right thing.
With reason.